Hello and welcome to episode 10 in Welsh, which is episode deg of the Scary Tales to, no, why can't I get that right? Scary Tales from, not to, from Scary Places podcast. Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast. That's it. That's what we are. I am Kevin Green, of Talking Idiot fame, and with me, well, I was trying to say that, with me is the ever silent, but ever lovely, sparkly, gorgeous, wonderful, and fragrant Marjorie. Ever fragrant, eh, Marge? Lovely, lovely. Bernard seems to think so. Sorry, sorry, don't throw that thing at me. I'm sorry, Marjorie. I won't mention Bernard. Oh, I've done it again. I won't mention Bernard anymore. Any sign of Lillian? Lillian from Bognor? Oh, is that a message from Lillian? Message? Hello. What's this? Hello, Lillian. Hello, Lillian. How are you? What's the message? Oh, what'd she say? She heard our plea on the last show and she can't be bothered. Ah. Oh. Thank you, Lillian. Thank you so much. Yes. We may take your picture down from the Hall of Fame for that. No, we won't, because you are still our number one, our only fan. Well done, Lillian. Even if you are rude. No, we still love you. We still love you, really. Get the darts out. Get the darts out. Start throwing them at that picture. Anyway. Onward with episode 10. So therefore, Marjorie, can we have some lovely music, as you normally do, with that lovely sort of scariness to it, that swinging scariness that we like? Bit of scariness to get into the mood. Thank you. Well, yes, thank you, but that sounded a bit French. Never mind. That'll do. Thank you, Marjorie. That'll be very lovely. Now, today's scary tale, or rather, the scary place, oh, you'll love this one, is Bodlewyddan Castle. Or, in Welsh, Castell Bodlewyddan. Ah, there we are. There's some Welsh for you. In Denbighshire, in North Wales. Ah, grade two listed building. It's wonderful. 45 manor house. Oh, it was built, well, the original castle was built around 1460 by the Humphreys. Mr. Humphreys, are you free? No, not them. Mr. Humphreys family of Anglesey. They built it as a fortified manor house. Indeed. From 1690, the Williams Wynne family took over. Sir William Williams was Speaker of the House of Commons from 1680 to 1681. Oh, he had it remodelled. No, he didn't. I've got that completely wrong. No, he didn't have it remodelled. No, he didn't. He may have done. Oh, chaos reigns on these Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast. No, in 1805. Thank you. Not by Sir William Williams. No, it was remodeled into a Greek revival style. How lovely. And then again, it was reconstructed again for 1830 to 1832 and extended into a castellated style as we see today. How nice. What else has that happened? This is huge castle with huge grounds. And in World War One, it was used as a recuperation hospital for damaged troops from the war. And the grounds were used for trench warfare. I can't speak today. Warfare training from nearby Kinmel Camp. And you can still see some of the trenches there today. So you can go and have a look at those, if the place is open, that is. Now, that's a whole different question, whether it's been open or not. From 1820, where are we? 1920, 1982, it was a college. It was used as a school for education and all that stuff. And then after that, it ended up as a museum and art centre in the 1980s until it was closed because Denbighshire Council, or the Arts Council, cut their funding. So they closed. So it's still shut at the moment. Who knows, one day it'll open and we can all go again to see this wonderful place. Oh, we ought to, because, excuse me, ghosts abound within this thing. Ghosts and paranormal stuff abounds within this castle. Oh, goodness me, yes. What else have we got? Oh, we've got children. We've got children reported in the toy room. Oh, the sounds of children playing when there's nobody there. The children, the clothes and hair pulled by these children, pulled little beasts. And I think two girls in Victorian dress, it's probably those little devils, they've been seen looking out into the courtyard area from the place where the toy room is, looking out. So I think it's a pretty safe bet that these Victorian children are the ones who are causing all that mischief and trouble and hair pulling and bottom prodding and all that that goes on down there. Yes. What else have we got? Oh, we have, instead of the usual grey lady, oh no, what have we got down here? We've got a blue one, a blue lady. A woman. A woman is seen in the sculpture gallery. Now, this sculpture gallery is quite popular. There's another one in there as well. But in the sculpture gallery, a woman is seen. She's sort of seen swishing about, wearing a flowing dark blue gown. There she swishes and swishes. Ah, oh, there she's there. And she walks. And then she walks through a wall. Oh, well, there once was a doorway. And then she slowly vanishes. Oh, that's scary. Oh, that would put you, disconcert you a bit, put you off your muffin, wouldn't it? Ooh. Oh, are you wandering around there with a muffin? I don't know whether you can wander around there with a muffin. Who knows? But it would certainly put you off your muffin. It would me. But one of the most extraordinary, I've never heard this story before, or this sort of ghost before, but I suppose, thinking about it, you probably can. I'll just say these words. Disembodied legs. Disembodied legs. Can you imagine? Oh, my goodness me. This all came to light where the security guards used to do their rounds, obviously, do their rounds and make sure everything was tickety-boo and secure and everything was fine. And one of them, he went into this hallway and he shone his, what is it? Entrance hall to the Watts Hall, that's right. And he was shining his torch up there and suddenly he saw these legs, just legs with a pair of black shoes with gold buckles and a pair of white stockings and nothing else. What on earth was that? Have you ever heard anything like it? Just the legs? Where was the rest of it? In another part of the building, did just the half of the body turn up? Oh, very, very strange, very strange. I wonder if he felt a bit strange, that ghost. You know, standing there going, I don't know, I feel a bit disconcerted today. I don't know. I feel like I've left something behind. Oh, well, isn't that weird? And there's a soldier scene, World War One, obviously, with all the recuperating hospital and all that. There was a World War One soldier scene in the castle galleries. Ah, another Victorian lady he's seen in the sculpture gallery. Another one. But this one, she's more of a sepia-toned, rather flat. She's very like I don't know what you would call her. She's like a recording of something. Very strange. And she has a long, dark dress. And maybe it's a recording of the dark blue one. Who knows? But another recording. Very, very, very odd. But very flat. Very sepia-toned. Who knows what that is? And, oh my God, the place is jam-packed. This is all the same with North Wales. It's all just the same. They're jam-packed with spooks and paranormal things. And The cellar man. The cellar man. What about him, eh? This one's quite mischievous. Mischievous. He likes the ladies, does the cellar man. Oh, yes. He's very mischievous. He lurks in the labyrinthine basement of the castle. Labyrinthine. Isn't that a good word? Labyrinthine. Yes. Women get prodded. Yes, they get prodded. They get touched. They get pinched. They have their hair pulled and they have their hair stroked. He likes the women. He does. What else happens? Oh, dishes and pans rattle in the kitchens at night. Rattle, they do. Rattle, rattle. Shadow figures are seen throughout the castle. Shadow figures disappearing through walls. Oh, reports of people feeling they are being followed, but no one is there. Oh, I hate that, don't you? Oh, unexplained voices, strange sounds, lights. The place has it all. Has it all. Oh, and we're going to unleash Janice on this. See if she can see anything exciting. Sort of anything disembodied leg-wise. That'd be exciting, wouldn't it? Oh, dear. So anyway, that's where we are at the moment. That's a brief history for you and just a quick taster of what we might find. So, now, Marjorie, dig out some scary music for us. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Marjorie. Lovely, lovely. we're getting so slick with this, aren't we now? All the wheels will fall off soon. Anyway, moving on, we're now going to contact Janice and see where she is. Janice, studio calling Janice. Can you hear me, Janice? I can hear you. I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you. Yes, I'm inside. I'm inside. Bottle with a castle. Yes. I'm looking for something disembodied. I'd really like to see a pair of legs. That'd be lovely. Pair of lovely legs. Disembodied legs. So far, nothing. I've seen the security guard. He's got a nice pair of legs. No, I'm sorry. No. Mustn't say that. He's showing me. I'm with the security guard now. He's showing me where the legs are. Yes, I know where your legs are. No. Where is the... Ah, he's showing me now. He's showing me... Oh, there they are. There's... Oh, no. That's a reflection of my own legs. Very strange. No, nothing there. Oh, hello. Oh, no, don't do that. I've had... Something's come through. What's that? Oh, don't do that to me. Let's turn that off. Oh, I thought I was having a visitation there for a second. What else has happened? What else? Well, we've had a look around the galleries to see if we'd find any examples. I saw a swish of a frock earlier on. No, the security guard again. Oh, he was showing me his lovely silken frock. It was lovely. He looked lovely in it. Lovely indeed. Lovely legs. And his silk frock as he swished about for me. So that's the only thing I've seen. That was scary enough. nothing else apart from that. So anyway, everything's quiet here. Thank you. I wasn't hacked to pieces last week. No. So we are here. I've got a date with the security guard who's wearing a frock. Never mind. We shall see where that goes. Anyway, back to the studio. Thank you. Oh, Janice, you look after yourself. I've heard about those security guards down there. You be careful. Mind you, you'll be quite safe. You having a black belt in origami. Anyway, thank you, Janice. I'm sure you've been... You sound like you're going to have a very eventful evening. Oh, goodness gracious me. What's next? Well, it's just all that remains for me to say. All that remains is to say, I hope you enjoyed episode 10, episode deg, of the Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast, with your host, Kevin Green, with the ever-silent, sparkly, gorgeous, fragrant, and wonderful Marjorie, and our roving reporter, Janice, who is having a date with a security guard, with a frock, and lovely legs. Excellent, excellent. We've heard from, who have we ever? Lillian. Lillian has been, has responded to us in a very rude manner, but that's okay. I'm on. As soon as she responded, she's now got hundreds of darts in her face. anyway, onwards. Hope you enjoyed the show, and we shall return on episode 11 with another scary tale from a scary place in North Wales. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. I hope you can't. It's been lovely talking to you, and I'll speak to you soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.